Ciao.
Yo, yo, yo. We back at you. Smash and dash, dash and smash, man. Presented by Believe Network, Believe Sports, man. We got a couple topics to come at y'all with. Let y'all know our thoughts. Know what I'm saying?
You got
Let's
to.
get it,
There's some
man. What up?
interesting things going on in the league right now, bro. So it's only right that we get into it. And it's crazy because every week we don't really we ain't a football podcast, but in life, what comes with life is usually sports, and like sports are a big topic every day. So you gotta, and football's big right now, so we gotta talk about it, man. Well, I know you got
Yes, sir.
a few things on your mind. What we got, twin?
I got a couple things on my mind, but other than that, man, how you doing over there in the nice Denver, what they call it? Some country, Bronco country.
Man, no, that's yeah, the Let's Ride. That's that.
Yeah.
This is Russell Westbrook. Yeah, that's dog playing like Russell Westbrook, man. He out there tripping, so I don't know what's really going
Don't
on.
do my boy Westbrook like that,
Nah, that's
man.
my guy forever. Brody's gonna be my guy forever. But what I'm saying is, man, I don't get what's going on with Russ, man, and these Broncos. I think it's time to start asking some people. I said it last week on the show, but I really believe it's time that the Broncos move on from Hackett.
From Russ?
No, not
Oh,
Russ.
from
I
oh.
don't think Russ is the problem by no means. I don't think Russ is the issue. I think that it's the coach. I think that we be so fast. Like these coaches, I mean the staffs, the GMs, the presidents of these, and the owners, I think they're so intrigued with the fact of trying to get a new Shanahan or one of these new McVays, like a young coach, that they be willing to
Right.
just give anybody a job. And I think that this job is clearly too big for him. You gotta, man, Russ does not look like Russ right now. I gotta be honest. I don't know if it's because of the coaching. Could it be like he's like, could he not be that good right now? What do you think?
I gotta say, I wouldn't say you can. It'd be a different story if Russ was going into year one, two, three, like still a young pup, but Russ done been in his league so long, like I don't think you can really blame that on the coach. Like Russ, Russ got to step up. Like sometimes, when they say like, okay, I'm not comparing the two, because I know how you feel about Brady, right?
Yeah,
So Brady is
no
pretty much when
comparison.
you no, I'm not comparing it, but like when you bring Brady into your organization, you feel like you have a offensive coordinator on the field. Right. So
Right.
anytime when Tom Brady is struggling, don't nobody blame the coach or the old coordinator. They put it all on him. So with Russ, I feel like he done been in the league long enough.
Yeah, I hear you.
He got what, 500, 400, 400 million contract, whatever like that. So they're expecting him to come in,
Yeah.
veteran leadership, the type of guy where we give you this money. So we feel like you're the coach on the field. So I can't really put that on the coach. As far as his play, not saying the whole team, but as far as Russ play, I have to put that solely on Russ. And then, like another situation, I know it's a little bit off topic, but I kind of wanted to ask you, when you got a new quarterback in a new system, the running game always is what helps the quarterback out.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about the situation? I know Melvin Gordon has been having his troubles holding on to the ball and stuff. But he didn't fumble the ball last night,
Yeah.
and he only got 3 carries for 8 yards. And I seen like they benched him the whole second half. Like he didn't have his helmet and that, so he knew he wasn't going back in the game. He just sat on the sideline. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. Clearly there's some turmoil in Bronco land. Like they thought that, Russ was the answer. They thought he was going to be the quick fix. We have a running back, Williams. He's hurt right now. So you pay Gordon to come back and you give him this money. So I don't understand what the problem is. I don't. Yes, we know he, like you said, he drops the ball and he can't hold on to it sometimes. But at the end of the day, we're literally paying this guy, I forget the contract, but I think it's at least $4 or $5 million this year to run the ball for them, and you have him sitting on the sideline without his helmet. It's to me, it's horrible. I'm trying to figure out where the Broncos are going with this. Like, where are you guys going as an organization? Yes, it's like years ago, I remember when I was playing for the Broncos, we had Tebow. Tebow won his first playoff game. We ended up cutting Tebow the next year. They got, if I'm not mistaken, Peyton Manning era started. So yeah, we get the, you know what I mean?
A good move, though.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying like a bad recycle, but they go get an older quarterback. He comes in, he's like you said, coach on the field. He's able to run the offense. Then, you know, we move on. You go through all kind of, you know, Paxton Lynch, you got Drew Lock, you got Osweiler, I think. I can't believe
they gave Brock some money, though.
Yeah, like I know when you think about some of these quarterbacks, though, they had, and then you think, okay, you're getting Russ. So you're thinking you're getting it, like you say, like a guy like a Peyton Manning. He's been to the Super Bowl, he's won, you know, a numerous amount of games. So you thinking you're paying a guy that's coming out to be the coach on the field. And right now he's looking like the exact opposite. He's not looking like he can escape. The throws look like he's just throwing them in the ground. And I'm a Russ fan. I'm not knocking him, and I don't want to, think that I'm not saying it's over for him, but like maybe if we're looking at it, how many years is it? Cause if you look at Cam Newton, right? Think about how they did Cam. Cam played, 11, 12 years maybe? Once it was used up, you know what I'm saying? He got out of there. It's not like sometimes he might be in them stages where it might be declining. Because I'm just not seeing the rust I'm accustomed to seeing with the Seahawks. Like, he found a way. And Seahawks had a horrible – offensive.
Yes, we can say that, but then look at the guys that he had at receiver.
Who, Lockett?
He had Lockett, which bro, is a Sutton, guy that's going, but know, no, but Sutton, I'm saying.
Bro, Sutton.
And Jerry DK. Judy,
2K, though.
You Jerry Judy haven't took that next step.
Sutton is a dog.
Yeah, Jerry he's Judy a dog.
Is a beast. KJ Hamler, like, he has some beast, bro.
But that's what I'm telling you. Those guys.
Yo, Russ made them guys. Well, not no, DK.
But what I'm saying, DK and Lockett, but those guys were proven. Like,
no.
Judy
no,
haven't no. taken that. Lockett wasn't proven. Not when he came in. Huh?
I'm saying comparable. Like, Lockett coming out or Jerry Judy. What I'm saying.
Yes, coming out, but I'm saying Judy haven't done absolutely nothing.
So where's Russ in this? Russ made Lockett. That's what I'm saying.
Those guys were stepping up, but I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
That's what
those guys were stepping up. Those guys were stepping up. Like,
no, you know,
those what So that's those guys were going to do like so.
Why are the coaches putting these people in a position to make plays?
Because they probably thought Judy was going to be that guy that can step up. Like,
Jerry Judy has been coming on lately, man. He's been making plays. When they get Jerry Judy the ball, he definitely makes plays. Man, hey, enough of these Broncos.
I don't think Jerry Judy, but I want to ask you one thing.
I don't even like E Bronco for real, bro.
But what I'm trying to say is, what is Dele doing in that situation? If you in Melvin Gordon's situation and they playing like that, two things. One, you have to be real with yourself. I know I've been fumbling all year. But on top of that, I haven't fumbled this game. So am I being punished for those past games? Like, how is Dele handling that situation?
I'm out of control. That's probably, if we're talking about this new Dele, or are we talking about Showcase back when I was playing?
I'm talking about Showcase, man.
Have you seen Robbie Anderson? I would have been Robbie. That would have been me. Like, I would have been going, I don't even know why you playing. Like, you don't know 2K. Listen, I would have been, bruh, 2K, you remember, bruh, when we were playing together and we had a dude coaching us, bro. I ain't going to drop no dimes. And he used to try me, bro. What I used to do, 2K? Stop playing. Like, I wasn't playing that. Like, I'm going in. First of all, what is it? Like, you got
to
let me
know. I'm saying, I feel like it got to be more to it than what it is.
See, that's what I'm trying to get you to say. Like, it ain't just Melvin ain't playing. Bro, either the high up say we want to see a younger dude play, because this is Melvin. He only got a year left anyway. So, he'll play out this contract. He's done. We got younger guys we probably want to see back there. We know it's William's spot to lose because he's been running like a dog. And you know how it is, 2K. Sometimes they probably understand in their life right now that they're past Melvin Gordon, unfortunately.
So why not try to get him a trade?
I don't know if anybody wants to pick up that contract right now, 2K. That's what I'm saying. Like, with with that being said, because you know Melvin's our dog, that's little bro. Somebody got to trade for that contract. Now, if he was to get cut or released, now I'm saying he would be picked up somewhere immediately.
That and some teams could use him.
I feel like, yeah, Tampa Pittsburgh. Bay would use him. Yeah, I think Tampa Pittsburgh, Bay would use Tampa him. Bay. Him and Leonard Fournette would go crazy down there because
– Yeah, hey, Leonard's on my fantasy team. I don't need nobody taking no cares, no nothing from him.
Bro, they got Leonard. Bro, wouldn't it be a – how would you feel to be a running back these days? You started this, but, bro, the man be having 10, 12 catches out the backfield. He got more receiving yards in games sometimes than rushing. It's crazy how they use it, man. I wish – I was playing in this era of football, man, because they definitely got the ball to that back.
Man, I wish, because, shoot, rather than you going out there getting 25, 30 carries, I'm cool. Give me 15 rushes. Give me 10 catches. Cause I know out of them 10 catches, I'm in the open field. I'm going to make something happen. Like, and it's different. Like, these, you getting a pat on the back for coming in and having 60 rushing yards and 40 receiving yards. That's had a good day. You had a good day, man. You know, we looked at them saying, like, I trash today. What, 60 rushes, 40 catches? What? That was trash. Like,
okay, this day and age, boy, they looking at you like you the new Madden maker. You going to make plays. It's all about fantasy. That's all they thinking about. So, catch and run the ball, you the man. But, yeah, man, I feel sad for them Broncos, and I definitely feel sad for my guy Melvin Gordon, because, bro, like, we all been running backs and we've all been in this situation. So,
and that happened to us all.
You know what I mean? So now looking at it, it's like, is this the decline, or is this like the, we know it's like the back end of his career, but like, why is it that like certain running backs get the last, you know, or they get to make their calls when they want to stay in the league? And then there's other ones where they like pretty much just push you out the league. It's kind of mind boggling how they do it, man. But we're seeing it right before our eyes. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, like you said, if Melvin's probably released.
He's going to be a journey, yeah, like release or whatever they have it play. From here on out, Melvin Gordon is going to be a journeyman. Like, that's just what it is. Like, and no shade thrown to my boy Frank Gore. I love him to death.
Yeah, but he was a journeyman.
But not even journeyman. On the back end of his career, I sat and watched him average – low 3 yards per carry the whole season, and still started the whole season.
Yeah, he was.
Know what I'm saying? So that's with them guys that you say they get to choose they own when they ready to stop or ready to this and that. Like, he averaged a low three, like I think it was like 3.2, 3.3 yards, and still started the whole year. He was the guy.
You're right.
Know what I'm saying? So like, that is what it is. But we're gonna go on to we're gonna stay on the same subject. Your guy, I just want to know what you think, who's like in the most trouble. Your guy, Brady.
I'm just messing with you. Look, now I'm messing with you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hey, listen, your guy, Brady. That's your guy. But my question is to you, like, I know that's your guy, but who do you feel like is in the most trouble? And that's just going off the whole offense as a period around them, the coaches, whatever it is. But like, who do you feel like in the most trouble right now, Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
Honestly, this is like not me just being a, you know, Thomas,
Patrick,
Edward, Eugene, Brady fan. No, honestly, Young, let's be honest with ourselves. Look at who Tom Brady has on his sideline to throw the ball to, and then you look at Aaron Rodgers and who he has to throw the ball to.
Right.
Not even a comparison. So for me, I got to be honest with myself. If I'm looking at who's catching the ball for Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking like he might be in more trouble than anybody because there's no playmakers out there.
Right.
My dog Jay, what's his name? Jamal Williams? Jamal plays for the Aaron Williams. Is that's his name, right? The running back? Aaron Jones. He's an animal. He's not the problem. Aaron's not the problem. It's like even Lazard, he's come on, but I'm like, Lazard's like a glorified number two, maybe a number three sometimes. I'm not taking no shots. I'm just being realistic. When you go from Devontae Saints.
That's a shot, man.
Okay, let's
be. He's talking about number three.
No, but hey.
He's a number one, but he's a number three. That's a shot.
But 2K,
that's a shot, though. Hey, man, speak on it and stand on it. Don't be like, I ain't taking no shot. If he's the number one receiver, but he's really a number three, stand on it then.
Hey, he a three.
That's okay then. So what are you talking about? You know, disrespecting on it. Stand on it, bro. It's not, if you know football like we know football, like stand on it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm trying to do. All okay. Right. What do you think?
What is he? No, I'm asking you. He's a, what is he?
Literally, bro. He like a. I think he like a four. He could come in like, bro. Lazard on. Like I'm saying, if you put Lazard down there in Tampa right now, he wouldn't. He probably wouldn't see the field. He'll probably come in specialty plays. You know what I'm saying? Because he's big. He's
he'll come in number three.
What I'm thinking.
He'll come in number three.
He'll be young.
Well, I forgot like, Julio was there.
There'll be tight end in him. Stop playing. You got Godwin, Mike Evans, Julio.
Julio can't stay healthy.
It doesn't matter. He's still going to
be three.
He's before Lazard. That's just being realistic. You sound crazy now. Don't do that.
But every team don't have – bro, basically, what's Carla got? So what do you think Godwin is, number two or number one?
Godwin is a number one, but he definitely – I don't like no, because no, what I'm saying, we have two number ones. Because if you think that Godwin ain't going, Godwin's going.
Yeah, but we thought the same thing with Sanu. We thought Sanu was the number one, too. Sanu left and went.
Bro, if you see Godwin's number, no, Godwin numbers in nah. A2K.
Yeah, because he's on the other side of Mike.
And he would, bro, Godwin puts up numbers. You gotta pick your poison. Like, it's crazy.
So you got three. So that's all right. If they are number ones. It's not many teams in the league that got three number ones.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers is
so of course he'll be a number four over there.
But that's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers is probably in trouble. When you have a number four at your number one, it's not looking too good. Randall Cobb's on his back end too. He's one of them guys that just because he's familiar with you know.
Well, A-Rod, yeah, he's familiar
but,
with
but it's man. Crazy. Like I seen plays with this dude's wide open, and I see like Aaron Rodgers. You know, like forcing the stuff back door. And like, you know, sometimes I think players, even like a guy as good as Aaron Rodgers, he's probably in his own head right now. Because in London, he threw a pass play to the guy that was where the blitz was coming off the edge, right? And he threw it right into the blitz as they batted it down. But if you look back door, they are wide open, Young. Like if he looks back, like if he drops back because he knows the blitz coming, if he looks hot over there, It's crazy. It's wide open. So, could we be seeing degress? Like, is he degressing? Like,
I don't think that. I think a lot of time with them hot routes, we ran a lot of them with BA in Arizona. When they the hot route is kind of really to one guy to that side that he come from. So it's kind of hard to look the backside on it or whatever. But I don't think he's degressing. I think kind of something like you said, like. Look at who he have to play receiver. Like after Davante Adams left, who do he have? Know what I'm saying? So like, and then the running game, they got good backs, but the running game ain't been stepping up. So it's like everything is on A-Rod. You don't have nobody to take that off him. Like I don't think, and it's kind of the same situation with Tennessee. Yeah, I don't think. People or some teams really realize how much a number one, a real number one receiver helps an offense as a whole. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So letting Davante Adams go, letting A.J. Brown go, I don't think they understand how much A.J. Brown helped out Derrick Henry in that offense. I don't think they understand how much Davante Adams helped out A-Rod. So it's like
A-Rod knew that, right? But A-Rod knew
A-Rod. I was talking about A-Rod wanted him back. I'm talking about the
A-Rod's that contract where he couldn't pay that man. That's
no, bro. They offered Davante took less money to go to Vegas.
Oh, Davante said he wanted to play with his homeboy.
Yeah, but he took because you gotta think. Davante said he wasn't too sure. Okay, yeah, I know A-Rod coming back, but I don't know what he's going to do the year after that.
Yeah, you don't know how many years
he has. I don't know where he's going to be, so I'm finna go ahead and start this. Know what I'm saying? So he took less to go there. So I just think organizations, like, I know you ain't for sure what he's going to do, but I'm pretty sure Packers could have offered Davante Adams something that made him stay. Like, we got to pay you probably $10 million. Like, yeah. We got to give you more money. You know what I'm saying? But they don't be understand.
Cooper was traded this offseason. They didn't do nothing. They could have got Cooper. They got Odell Beckham still out there running around. Well, we know when he gets healthy, he's still going to be a problem. I don't care what anybody says. We know that. A.J. Brown got traded for this offseason. Tyreek Hill. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's players where you looking at, like, okay, Green Bay, what are you doing? We know you have a two-time back-to-back MVP. Like, you literally have the best quarterback, what they say statistically, kind, you know what I mean? They gave him the award with no help. Like, what are you doing as an organization? It's not A-Rod's fault. He don't get to sign them checks and make the decisions on who he's bringing in and not. And I know that's probably why he's like, do you see him sometimes, like, at the end of these plays or, like, when the games are, like, how he, like, snaps his chin trap and, like, walks off the sideline? You can tell he's disgusted with the Packers organization, but it's like he's making so much money, he couldn't resist to come back.
Yeah, he definitely is disgusted because that was one of the things that he was upset with. He wanted to be more involved in who we're drafting. What guys are we bringing in? Yeah. What culture are y'all going to bring in? Because I know he really didn't want the coach that was there. He wanted to be more involved. Like you say, we got a two-time back-to-back MVP.
Yeah.
Tell me why nobody in their right mind would not give him the same type of things like how they let Brady be involved.
Know
what I'm saying?
Like, how do you think about Antonio Brown?
Yeah, how's not the same with A-Rod? Like, I'm like, yes, Tom Brady is the greatest. Know what I'm saying? But when we talk about, yeah, he's the greatest that's playing right now.
Oh my God. I should have just left it alone.
Peyton. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, how don't he got that same, like, how he don't have the same thing? We talking about A-Rod here.
But it baffles me, man. That shows you, no matter what, you're just a player in this organization. It don't matter how much you ball out. It don't matter what you do. Even if we pay you all this money, buku amounts of money, and yes, we give it to, like, it still just shows you that no matter what, you're still just a player. Like, and
man, Brady didn't call BA or anybody. Brady called playoff Lenny and say, get back here. Brady called him.
Yeah.
In free agency, Brady called him.
But see, that's what I'm saying. They know that. When you got a guy, but that's what I'm saying. It's hard to knock Brady. When you, like, his, obviously his resume speaks for itself. But, like, the fact that he just went to another NFC championship game, almost won that. Like, when you do go in the offseason and he's talking to him and he's like, these are the weapons that I need to be successful again. As a GM or even BA or whoever, as a front office guy, there's no way in hell you don't even, like, you don't bat an eye. You like, okay, whatever you need, whatever you say, Tom. Like,
so you mean, that's what I'm saying. So you mean tell me if you was a top rated receiver or a top receiver in this league, like, and it's like, I got A-Rod calling me on the phone, like, come here, I need you. What's up? Boy, going to A-Rod. There's certain guys.
A-Rod need to get on the phone right now and call Odell. Odell's on his way back. He'll be ready I'm pretty sure, like, the second week of November. But that's right, prime time game. Like, that, you get him, like, another 8-9 games left, he'll be right in game mode. I think that Odell fits over there and he goes crazy. I honestly believe that. But again, does Green Bay want to win? We're not asking. It's not A-Rod. Does A-Rod want to win? Of course we know A-Rod want to win, but A-Rod's, he's not the GM. He's not the player personnel guy. So he can't really, make those decisions. And Young, right. Oh, it's even better though that we're even on this. It's a lot of quarterback talk today and I love it, man. But I have to ask you this, man, because now that we're on it, it's last week, I still love Mac. I love Mac Jones. I believe in Mac Jones. After last year with the Patriots and that team, I had no faith. I didn't think he would go in there and lead them to the playoffs and, do what he did, but he did. This Bailey Zapp. Forgive me, Billy. I mean, Bailey. Stop it, Power. Hey, you tripping over there, Power, man. Bro, who you think should start, man? Mac Jones or Bailey? Because last week I was just screaming Mac. I can't lie. Because, like I said, his resume for me last year and the way he brought that team. But seeing this kid, Bailey, like, it's like he's coming into his own. It's like, I see him. He's playing really good. And the reason why, to me, it's not really an issue like the Cooper Rush and Dak situation, right, is because Mac's only like a one-year starter. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's been doing this for 7 years and we know that this guy can, you know what I mean? Anything can happen. So do you pull this quarterback right now while they're going, like they've been winning games? You know what I mean? He's, I think, undefeated as a starter. So do you pull him and put Mac Jones back in eventually, or do you ride this wave with Billy or Bailey rather? Sorry.
I'm always a firm believer in a player not losing their job due to injury. So like if he's not 100%, I keep sending him as long as we win it. But when he come back and he ready to play, I got to plug him in, cuz he the one, he done took my team to the playoffs. Like he's done that for me. Zap, yeah, he's been winning, but he ain't really done nothing. Like he ain't led nobody to the playoffs and or whatever like that.
Or Zap.
Is that
Zappy, whatever.
Yeah, we got to go back to Matt Jones, man. He done took us there. You know, I'm all about loyalty, and why not, man?
And Mac has proven us that he can play at the ultimate level for, you know what I mean? He's played in the fire. He's definitely, when you play in Bama, obviously, they come and get you every week, and he showed that he's one of those guys. So, I mean, and it's no.
Because how many games have your boy won, Bailey Zappi? How many games have he won?
I don't know, Josh. I need Josh to, I wish I knew right now, but I think maybe probably two or three, maybe.
He's got fellas. He's got two.
Oh, see. But the two that he's won, it's been he's doing his thing. It's not like, you know, he's not turning the ball over. And then didn't he come in relief Mac in one of those games or something? But no, man, I kind of like him.
We're talking two games here.
I know
it's a long season.
You know how
we done seen, we done seen Fitzmagic come in and be great for 4 or 5 weeks and then after that.
More like 2.5, man. Right. Fitzmagic. That's why it's Fitzmagic. It's only going to last for about 2.5 weeks, man. That third week, boy, three picks in a row, and he looking like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, we gotta stay with Matt, man. He's our franchise quarterback. We gotta roll with him, man.
Right, you gotta roll with him. Your franchise, so you gotta ride with him. And that's no different than years ago when my guy Matt Castle, USC quarterback. Remember when Tom Brady went down with the ACL or something like that years ago? And you know, Castle came in. He didn't make the playoffs, but he didn't. It wasn't. He had a winning record. It was like 9-7. I think just the AFC was stacked that year. But yeah, you know, Tom's healthy. Tom's back out there. It's just you know you got to do that. And like you said, Mac has proven that he can win in this league. So, and then even on your point, like you said, like it's been a couple weeks. So even like, my bad, like Cooper Rush last week, and they're like, should we start him? And then like he goes out there against them Eagles. And then you see that, because people be thinking it's so sweet. They be ready to write people off so quick, like, oh, that's our quarterback. Then he come out there, and he was throwing up. He was like Oprah that day, like, you want a pick? You want to, like, he was giving out picks to everybody, man. And I think that he finally, like you said, like, it's easy to come in when you're not, nobody's scouting you, and you don't have no write-ups. Nobody's looking at nothing. You can do that. When them people start knowing your moves, and when you start looking this way, or when your shoulder, you know, like they take pride in that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I think Dak is going to be Dak's job. They just cleared him. He's definitely cleared to play. So I think that after that performance last week, it's not even a question whose job it is.
It's definitely going to be Dak's job. Like, thing with Cooper Rush, wasn't nobody expecting him to come in and do what he did. Nobody didn't do film study on this and that. He came in and, you know, as long as you win and everything is great. But what a lot of people don't realize, the type of defense Dallas have been playing. Dallas is like one of the top defense in the league. So long as you can, you know, manage the game, like Cooper Rush come in, manage the game, get a couple scores here, that run, they run the ball, this and that, and they play great defense, they'll be able to win a few games. But it ain't gonna last throughout the whole season. So, like, you see, when they really get with they play against a real competitor within the Eagles. We don't need Cooper. We don't need Cooper Rush to manage the game. We need him to go out here and score points and rock out. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
I see you.
That's so when we need that, you can't do that for us. So yeah, we need Dak back. We need him because we know he's gonna throw the ball, he's gonna put points on the board, this and that. And you know, even with what they went through, I can't lie. Everybody, when Dak got hurt week one, everybody wrote the Cowboys off. They did. And they still been at a whole strong. I think they 4-2. They 4-2 without their star quarterback. That's great. Dak come back. Let's see how he do. And I'm calling it now. I think the Dallas Cowboys will make the playoffs this year.
I like that. But now, Young, you know when you call shit out on this.
I usually be right. Nine times out of ten, I'm right.
Baker, no Bronny Mayfield, so don't do that.
I say nine times out of ten. Okay. That was my one. My run wrong.
Hey, so what do you – okay, so look. Couple quick things. Robinson got traded, right? Or what's his name? Or Anderson. Robbie Anderson, rather. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I was happy to see him get out of there. I think what happened in that situation is that them coaches got egos now. One's a head coach. One guy probably got a little bit more power. Now they trying to make calls, which is absolutely absurd. I'm glad that he, you know, landed down there with Kyler Murray in Arizona because I think that would be a good look. I say that to ask you this. Do you think Christian McCaffrey is going to get traded?
I don't think they're going to let him go. They love him too much there. I don't think they're going to trade him because I think ultimately what they're going to want for him, I don't think nobody's going to be willing to give it because everybody around the league know, like, okay, can he stay healthy?
Can he stay healthy? That's the big number.
Can he stay healthy? Like, what are you going to give me for him? Like, that's what I wonder. They talk, doing trade talks. I just wonder, what are they asking in return for him?
It'd be like a second and a fourth, man. I know how it is. I've seen, man.
And then not only that, who, like.
I'm not giving pick from McCaffrey.
But what I'm saying is I think he's making like $13, $14 million a year. So who's willing to pick that up?
Well, there's some
in the trade.
Young, there are some teams that are so sorry that they wouldn't care. They'd definitely take that on. Like because it's like it'll make their team, you know, sometimes they try to hold on to stuff. I know there's some teams out there that'll probably make that trade. Maybe even San Francisco 49ers. You know they got ties. You know, McCaffrey was in Shanahan wedding back in the day and all that when he was a kid. Like, so, you know, they grew up together, basically. So,
yeah, I think for the trade to go through, McCaffrey would have to be willing to renegotiate his contract.
Restructure. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know. If I'm McCaffrey, I ain't restructuring nothing. Give me my.
Leave me here in Carolina.
North Kakalaki.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 2K, I got to ask this, man. It kind of hurts my heart, man. And I know y'all was feeling good. I know you and Notney and USA, Leonard, and you know what I mean? Phoenix then was really excited about the fact that my Trojans went down this weekend, man. I'm still in shock. You know what I'm saying? I'm still pissed. I'm not going to sit here. What are you, dog? You got to, like, bruh. Bruh, hold on. I'm about to turn my. I'm gonna just do the audio because I don't even got time to be dealing with you right now. Hey, what? Why do you get such a kick out of seeing my team lose, bro? Like, I don't. You know what's crazy, bro? I don't call none of you chumps. I don't call none of you chumps when y'all's team lose. I don't bother nobody, bro. As soon as my team lose, everybody wanna call me, text me. Oh, what happened to the Trojans? I'm proud of my guys, right? What's funny is like honestly, and. I still think we have a chance. I mean, obviously, we're banking on UCLA, which is that's horrible because I don't think UCLA is really that good. But I pray, UCLA, you find a way to stay unbeaten so we can whoop y'all ass at the end of the year and we can still find our way in. How do you feel? Do you still think that we have a chance? Bro, what is so – this man, dog. Hey, dog.
What's the new? Okay, all right, bro, I ain't gonna do you like that.
Come on with all this, bro. You know how I feel about this, bro. Don't worry, I'm gonna see you Friday, bro. We
okay,
bump, man. We bumping.
So look, so this takes me back. I'm starting to have flashbacks, and it takes me back because okay, yes, I know the type of team USC is. Yeah. I think that. They're still good enough that they deserve to still make the playoffs. I think they still can get back in. I'm not sure what the rank is at this year. I mean, this week.
We're 12 right now.
If y'all are 12, I'm sure it's going to be, well, probably like four or five games left.
Nine or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, and what is it? What's the new rule? Is it the top eight or 10 this year? I know they expanded it.
No, I don't know. I think that's coming up next year.
Oh, coming up next year. So,
still the four. But do they still take
eight? I think it's six. I think it's whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think they still got a chance. Know what I'm saying? But I can't lie. Utah was a pretty good team. Like, they came in, I think they was a top five team coming in. They lost the first one to Florida, then they won the next four, and then they lost to UCLA. You know what I'm saying? So they're a good team. So it's not like y'all came in and a team that went ranked upset y'all. Y'all played a top five caliber team. So that's why I feel like y'all still can, once they look at the ranking and the strength of schedule and stuff like that, I still feel like they can make it back in, but it gives me a flashback to when we talk about the Big 12, or whatever it is, the Big 12. It's going to be those type of games every weekend, week out.
We are, cannot stop you. I hear
weekend. No, can I finish? Can I finish?
No, this is our first
weekend and week out.
This is our first year with this coach. I know everybody was making, like, bro, this wasn't the expectation. Nobody and their mama picked us to go and finish top four this year. I did. Because I just knew, like, I seen what we had. I know the Pac-12 right. is a little tricky. I know if you win in the Pac-12, you can sneak by. Because, you know, like, the competition's not really too crazy. But, bro, you act like we getting all our recruits in. This is our first year. Nobody expected us to do this.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is I'm just getting flashbacks of what I was – I'm just going back to what I said. Like, when you want to bring up the Baker, Mayfield, all that situation, I'm just going back to what I'm saying. I think you was getting misconstrued because you such a USC lover and not sit down and really listen to what I'm saying. When you go to that conference,
Maryland.
Weekend, week out is going to be bang outs.
No, it's not.
It's going to be bang outs. It's going to be bang outs. We're talking
Penn
about
State,
Utah
Ohio
here.
State, Michigan. Penn State, Ohio State, Maryland. Michigan. That's it. Bro, I don't want to hear about that bang out. Maryland's trash.
Yeah, so you think so? Utah
trash.
Better program?
Yeah, I think, Utah and Kai Whittingham have a program right now.
Bro, yes, right now. Yes, I'm talking about overall program. You have your ups and your downs.
That's what happens.
It's better than Maryland.
2K.
You right.
cannot sit here and tell me by the time we do check into Big 12 for play Big 10 play rather is Big 10. Once we check into Big 10 play that we have way more better athletes. We'll have a way different recruit class. It just Caleb's going to be older. That's what I'm saying. Like everything you guess what you text me.
More
Williams to come back. Like stop, bro.
Yeah, he hard. But it's gonna be way more bang outs. That's all I'm saying.
I highly doubt it.
Way more bang outs.
I just don't. I don't. I say
way more bang outs.
Well, there'll be three games a year where we Penn State maybe. Michigan and Ohio State. That's it. But Michigan's been trash too. Thank God they're back. Ohio State's only the one. I've been whooping Michigan's butt my whole life. I've never, bro, we fade them.
We're not talking about you right now. We're talking about right now.
We fade them every time we play.
I'm just telling you, though, it's going to be more bang outs. I don't know who's going to win. It's going to be more bang outs.
Hey, JP, turn me up and put the stack in here. Make sure you put that stack.
It's just
going to
be more bang
dang against the Big 12 or Big 10 or whatever, just so they can understand. Because I'm sick of this. I'm sick of that. I'm so sick of you saying this. Bro, how about ECU join that? Where would
join
y'all
what?
Be?
If we join that, we'll get way better recruits. We'll get way better recruit class.
I don't care about your recruit class.
We're painting. No,
okay. Where would y'all be ranked? Would y'all
be
ranked
high?
Y'all be dead last in that.
No.
Y'all, if it's 10 teams in the Big Ten, you 10.
No.
Yeah, man, crazy. Matter of fact, I'm so sick of this. I got to look up something right now. ECU football.
It ain't about ECU, bro.
Nah, we gotta look at this.
We ain't going into the big. If we're going to Big Ten, I would call it be way definitely.
I just want to see your
recruiting class
record for this definitely. Year. Oh, y'all beat Memphis. Congrats! Like
Tennessee over Bama.
Oh yeah, that was big. Now you know we some Tennessee dudes. We go back home to Tennessee this weekend. We Tennessee guys. I honestly, I'm not going to lie. I thought Bama was going to do it, especially with Bryce Young coming back. I just felt like he was going to be the guy
to you know, take him over the edge. But boy, Jalen Hyatt.
Ooh.
That man.
205 touchdowns.
I know a thing or two about football, and I can tell you what. I don't know if he was on anybody's draft board, but what he did to Bama, I guarantee you, he is now a first or second round guy. They're looking at him. Depending on what he does at the combine, we'll be hearing a lot more of him. And I'm anxious to see, you know, his output for the rest of the year. Because, you know, Young, after doing something like that on Bama, you know, like
– his confidence through the roof.
Right. We might be looking at the new Biletnikoff, you know.
Yeah, Biletnikoff, yeah.
The nation. Mm. And, I mean, and, bro, we're looking at a Tennessee team that is at an all-time high right now. Their confidence is soaring through the roof, man. We might be seeing these Tennessee dudes down there around the you know, top four. They may be in there. I'm still – Georgia, I'm anxious to see. But, see, the bangouts is going to come because, you know, Georgia still plays the Volunteers. You still got Bama playing the Volunteers.
So yeah, I'm going to the college football playoff for Tennessee. Make it, man. You know.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got to go.
Got to make that out, man. We got to figure it out. But the thing that I like about, we talk about Bama, we talk about USC, all those things. The thing what I like about college football this year, you know, we had a lot of years where it was, man, Bama is just dominating. Yeah. Week in, week out, but I like it now because it's more competition.
Right.
I can actually watch an Alabama game and not ultimately know Alabama is going
to
win.
60-0.
You know what I'm saying? 60-0. Like, we actually banging that. Like, first, Georgia went in there and did it. Showed you they can be beat.
Right.
In the championship last year. Tennessee came in and did it. Now it's like more bangouts. And, you know, that's A&M all SEC football.
This year too.
Yeah, A&M, like.
One play away.
So, and I just feel like, you say, in years to come, this year and years to come, it's going to be more so where, like, it's actually good competition. Because, you know, before you had your Miami days running it up, then you had your USC where they had their run, then you had your Alabama, they had their run, Bama, and now it's
Bama,
like...
We've never seen that like this. This Bama run is absolutely absurd because, I mean, like you said, like... It's like John Wooden in those doors at UCLA basketball back in the day where they were just winning championship after like, we haven't seen that. But I'm still like, Nick Saban's teams, usually when they lose like this, they find a way to scrape and claw back, man. So,
yeah, they going to find a way.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think we haven't heard the last of them. I honestly believe that Georgia-Alabama game will have so much impact on like what the college football world was going to do. So I can't wait to see that. Also, I'm giving a shout out to my old coach Lane Kiffin, man. He got them boys down at Ole Miss playing some ball right now. I think if you just give him the keys to a car, man, he knows how to, you know, drive it. I think that, you know, even early on in our USC tenure, I think how they fired him was horrible. I think if they would have had him at USC, he would have got his guys in and we would have been rolling already. But, yeah, I got to give a shout out to him because I see him down there doing this thing. And my guys, Jackson Dart, USC guy, and Michael Trigg, another USC transfer. And how about those Volunteer USCs? Boy, the kicker McGrath is a USC transfer that helped win the game for the Volunteers. And Brew McCoy, number 15, the receiver that had a big fourth down to help them secure that victory, was a USC transfer. So why are you doing all this, man? Just know
USC don't get credit for that, though. They left.
No, we
– They don't get credit. They don't get credit for that, though. Why do you still want credit?
Man, how? Because they – still fight on. Hey, 2K.
Nah, they don't get credit for that.
Bruh.
Yeah. Howard. You sound just like you sound. Hey, come on, man. Bruh, don't let me Draymond. Don't let me Draymond you, man.
Hey, man, listen. somebody Draymond me, ain't no way in hell we playing together ever again. There's no way in hell.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I can't do it.
Somebody punch me like Draymond punched me, bruh. Bruh. Either we got the fair one behind closed doors and everybody know like it was a fair one. You know what I mean? Or, bro.
But it was a fair one. He ain't steal them. They walked up on each other. You got to be on point. Got to be ready. Got to be ready.
Messing with a Flint, Michigan kid like that, you better be ready to. Hey, you got to know. You got to know who you
got to know no matter what. If you walking up, all the pushing, you got to be ready. But the crazy thing about it is like, okay. I heard KG and Paul Pierce kind of touch on it. So I want your thoughts. They saying a lot of people go through that, like as far as like through the NBA, when they win the championship, they come back. Then you got those guys that was here that, you know, been, so it come free agency, D-Boy, they got a championship ring. So now you got these other teams reaching out, wanting to pay them the big money.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? They come back, they got, Mike got a little ego now, they done won, they've been making plays. They've been making plays on last season in the championship and stuff like that. Now that these guys, so do you think that was kind of do you think that was kind of situation Draymond had to humble him?
Bro, listen, it wasn't even to humble it, because Draymond ultimately probably got low-key humbled. Because what I'm hearing is they just gave that man like a 5-year, 4-year, $140 million contract. They value him more than Draymond right now. So with that's probably why Draymond was hot, young. Light-skinned dog was in there talking that doo-doo like, man, I'm about to get paid more than you, bro. You old news. They about to ship you up out of here, man. I'm that new Jack. And Draymond like, wait, what? They told you that? I don't, you know what I mean? He ain't like that. He stole dog. He went cleaning dog stuff. But,
right. Man,
hey, I think that's what it was for sure. I mean, you know, ego is everything, young. And that boy Jay Poole came to play like last year. I can't lie. When Curry was down in the beginning of the playoffs and the dude was coming off the bench playing six man, I don't know if the Warriors win the championship if Jordan Poole doesn't play like that.
Poole is like second. Even when everybody got back, he was like second option. Maybe third, but he was the second. Like,
dog started going crazy.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
So, yeah, but how do you think that locker room is right now? Because I know, like, bro, let's be honest, we done been in the locker room. Football's a bit different. I just think, like, basketball is a bit more intimate because it's only, like, 11, you know, 15 players in that thing. So, but, bro, in football, we scrap on the regular. That's normal. You're going to get punched, scratched, whatever. But once you get in the locker room, literally, bro, you could just fight on the field. It's very rare that it transfers over into the locker room.
Right.
Like, you got to really have said something about somebody's wife or somebody's kids or did some real childish stuff for it to, you know, cross over. And what I think is, like, if you can get past that, either you guys come back together and y'all gel and y'all have a great season again and y'all end up, you know, running it back, or this is going to be like the start of something where I said, like, where they're looking at, like, yeah, we got to get rid of Draymond because, you know, ever since this incident happened, we've been going downhill. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it could be either one. I just feel like Draymond's really still, like, even though he doesn't score, I feel like you just can't replace him. Like, it's not as easy to replace him.
Yeah, I think they got enough veteran leadership over there to, you know, to keep that together. They're looking at the bigger picture here, man. Like,
right.
Like, it's no way, like, I think they want to break that up because they know they can go to championship year in and year out with that situation that they got right there. So, you know, I think people like, you know, Curry, Klay Thompson, all those guys probably got together, got that situation together and stuff like that, because ain't no telling. That video came out, but that probably could have been happening, like, and they back on point now.
Do you think, though, because this is not like the first or second time. We always see Draymond, you know, he told KD, we don't need you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and no shot to KD, but clearly they didn't need him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just want another one. But, like, you see Draymond. I'm a bit Draymondish myself because I'm passionate. I feel like I get where he's coming from. I feel like people, you know, mistaking his passion sometimes, but, like, he thinks he's like a entitled, you know, like a, you know, a prick or something like that. I don't really think so. I think that, like, you know, coming from where he comes from, if you know Detroit kids or Flint, Michigan kids, you know, we got friends from them. You just know that they're naturally, you know, fiery and pumped up guys. So, like, I don't know, man. I think that Draymond is one of them dudes that you can't just let go and think that you know, the Golden State Warriors would be the same team. I, for some reason, I don't see that.
Yeah, definitely. I know that's definitely not going to happen. They're looking at the bigger picture, and they're going to make it do what it do, man.
Hey, what about your boy Kanye? You got some thoughts on Kanye? I ain't messing with him right now, man. Kanye tripping.
You ain't messing with Kanye right now?
Not Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye tripping, man. Like,
somebody need to slap him in the back of his head.
Like, yeah, yeah. Kanye wanna know. Yeah, Kanye doing a lot right now. Like he's saying, I seen him wear the shirt, White Lives Matter and stuff. Yes, all lives matter and stuff like that. And even the Black Lives Matter thing, how they saying it was a scam and stuff like that. Well, but
we're not talking
like,
about the money and that. We're not
yeah, we ain't talking about that. We just talking about like things that have went on and stuff like that. And like it's part of our culture right now. Black lives like matter. Like that's just some a quote or something that means a lot to us. So man, it's just a tough situation, man. And
it's sad that he's the richest Black man in American history and he's acting like that.
Yeah, yeah, he can't do us like that.
It makes sense though, 2K. Why wouldn't he start acting like that? Like, bruh, he raps about stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? He been saying this. And I'm not mad at him. Kanye, do whatever you gotta do that makes you sleep at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
Yeah, but don't do us like that, man. Just come on now. Don't do us like that. Kanye got it.
Outside Chicago, dog.
Man, Kanye gotta tighten up, man. Like, playing himself. You gotta tighten up. Like, I don't care what your thoughts is. If I got that platform and I'm on a stage like that, I'm wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt.
Right. I gotta, yeah.
Or even All Lives Matter. I would have been okay with that.
Right.
Or All Lives Matter, but I would have been okay with that.
The emphasis that you're putting on with that, it's like, even if you are trying to, like, you know, clown or even like, I don't know, like troll us with that. Bro.
How can
like,
you troll us? You trolling? How can you troll the Black community?
You trolling your kids, yourself, you, your mom, like, bro, you look like a clown. I think that's what it is. The man, I think ever since he lost his mom, man, let's be realistic. Kanye ain't been Kanye. So, and you know, that stuff changes us, man. So ain't no telling what demons that man fighting or whatever he going through. I just pray that he get it right, man. Cause he is if you're the richest Black man in history, then you're the voice of us. That's just bottom line. So you can't be doing that clown, man, tighten up, dog.
So if he's the voice of us, how do you think they looking at us?
Man, how you?
He ain't the voice of us. I can't go for that one. He ain't the voice of us.
No, I'm not. What I'm not saying, he's not the voice. What I'm saying is, you know, outside looking in, if people thinking, so, that
man,
looking
what's called,
he's the richest man in the world, just like Oprah. They like looking at Oprah like, oh, she's the voice. Like, it's just something that comes with the territory, I feel like, when you have that kind of money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think more so LeBron probably the voice of
LeBron
us.
LeBron is definitely a key voice for us. So is Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. I mean, I even give Meek Mills because Meek Mills stands on what he says. Like Meek Mills be out there and he has been a voice for, you know, trying to advocate for, you know, prison reform and getting people out of. So I hear what you're saying. I think that's the kind of, I wish that Kanye would wrap up all those people and that's what he would put out. But again, young, no telling. I know I wouldn't act crazy, but how could you imagine how you would feel if you woke up one day and looked at the, like, scrolled up Google and found that you were the richest Black man in the history of, like, in American history?
Yeah, it would be crazy. It would be crazy. But I know it's a lot of things I'd be able to do, like,
right.
That's on a positive note, like, on a positive note, I ain't trolling my own people.
Yeah,
I ain't doing that.
I'm trying to buy, like, you know, domestic abuse houses for, you know, people like that. I'm trying to, you know, feed the, you know, hungry. There's just stuff. So it's like you said, there's so much things you can do with that money instead of ranting out every day about what.
Put it like this, man. Put it like this, Zach. Put it like this. He's the richest Black man. He's the richest Black man. But Kim has got more of our people out of jail for wrongly convicted people than he has. That should be what he should be doing.
Right, he should be.
Him and Kim should have been doing that together. Or know what I'm saying? Like you, the billionaire Black. Like that's what you should be doing.
I guarantee you, if he would have heard you say it, he'd have been like, "Man, I told Kim to do that.
Right.
You don't have the answers, CJ. You ain't got the answers, man." Oh my God.
Sir.
This been a good one though, bro. I can't lie. Hey, Twin, I'm on you though. Friday, what we doing? We got alumni weekend.
We hanging, you did.
Yeah, man. And Tennessee, we coming, man. Pull up and pop out on us, man.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to my boy Smash, man. We out of here, you did.